Saram, dear listeners, till now you have heard the afternoon satsang. It's now time for us to go to the next segment for this Thursday Live. And this is Radio Sai's Ganesh inviting you all to yet another new episode of the Veda Jignasa. So at the outset, we shall all collectively offer our most humble and prayerful salutations at Bhagwan's Divine Lotus Feet, and with a prayer that every thought, word and deed is His inspiration, let us commence today's episode with the Ganapati Prarthana Mantram. Gananantva Ganapati Gum Havamahe Kavim Kavinam Upamashravastamam Jeshtharajam Brahmanam Brahmanaspata Anashrunvannoti Vissidasadhanam Prano Devi Saraswati Vaje Virvajini Vati Dhinama Vitriyavatu Ganeshaya Namaha Sarasvatyai Namaha Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.
We bring to you a special conversation with a very, very special guest, Professor Ramachandra G. Bhatt. Professor Ramachandra G. Bhatt is a renowned Sanskrit scholar and Vice Chancellor, Swami Vivekananda Yoga Anusandhana Samsthana, Deemed University, Bangalore. Vidwan in Vedanta and Nyaya Darshanas, Professor Bhatt has an illustrious career of 42 years and has taught thousands of students in various subjects like Upanishads, Bhagavad Gita, Brahma Sutras, Patanjali Yoga Darshanas, Veda-based ecologies, and the list goes on. Professor Ramachandra G. Bhatt has published more than 50 papers in national and international publications. His research is focused on the Veda-based ecology and many other subjects. Various state governments have honored him with various titles like Bhavabhuti Puraskar, Vidya Varidhi, Shastra Vidvat Samman, to name a few. It's indeed our pleasure today to invite Sir, along with Sri G.R. Praveena. He will be having a conversation on the topic Significance of Sanskrit Language in Learning of Vedas. Now, without any further delay, over to Praveena Sir and Professor Ramachandra G. Bhatt.
Om Sri Sai Ram. Namaste Guruji. We are very happy to have you, sir, here in our Radio Sai studio. We have been seeing our own students teaching, learning and practicing the Vedam regularly here in Prashanthi Nilayam. And we also often tell the students about the importance of Sanskrit language and how and what is the significance of Sanskrit language in the Vedic studies. Sir, can you highlight on the importance of Sanskrit language and why Sanskrit language is said to be the Deva Bhasha, Girvana Bhasha, and it is so precious to all of us? Can you elaborate on this, sir?
Swagatam. Hrishtosmi. To be in the midst of great spiritual sadhakas here in this spiritually vibrating atmosphere of Satya Sai Mandiram University, in this global center where this whole sea of humanity is living together, this I feel very powerful center to convey our great spiritual language, Sanskrit. Sanskrit cannot be a mere language. That will be a very small word for that. So that our great masters of yore called it Ati Bhasha. So that Ati Bhasha, Arya Bhasha, Bhasha. That is how great Bharata Muni of Natyashastram divided all these languages under the sun. Sanskrit is Atibhasha. Why it is Atibhasha? Because Bhasha, it is just used for communication. And it has its own linguistic gradations and steps for its expansion. So that in the beginning stage, any language, it will be in the phonetic structure.
Yes.
Gradually, it takes morphological structure.
Yes.
Words will be structured, words will be combined, sentences are framed and formed, and many meanings, implied meanings, apparent meanings, appearing meanings,
yes,
inherent meaning, all such things, yes, will be, yes, added. That is how natural expansion of language according to linguistics only takes place.
Yes, sir. May I interrupt you at this juncture, because a very interesting incident comes to my mind when I was ready with a few slokas written in Sanskrit, wanted to offer to Swami in the mandir. That morning, I was sitting in the veranda. Swami came out for darshan. I was holding a piece of paper where few Sanskrit verses are written. And I was ready to offer to Swami. And Swami came towards me. And beside me, one professor, Professor Kuppuswamy from Tamil Nadu, he was also sitting. Swami came straight to me and Swami took the paper. And then Swami asked me, which language? Then I told Swami, Swami, it is Sanskrit. Then immediately Swami turned to Professor Kuppuswamy. Then Swami really made a revealing statement, which now I understand when you say Sanskrit is not merely language. Swami that day told, referring to Professor Kuppuswamy, Swami said, yes, this is Sanskrit. Then Swami said, Tamil, Telugu, yes, they are all languages. But Sanskrit is not a language. Then Swami paused for a while and Swami said, Samskritamu na shwasame. Sanskrit is very breath of mine. I think it's really now I am able to understand why Swami had told Sanskrit is not language. Tamil, Telugu, they are languages. But Sanskrit is not language. Just 2 days back, only I was referring to the diary where I had written all these things, and I found this statement. Swami really very clearly made, yes, Telugu, Tamil, etc., they are languages, but Sanskrit is not a language.
Very fine. It is only those great people of intuition can understand.
Yes.
Main problem is now normal mind works at intellectual level. Sometime it even climbs to the level of emotions.
Yes.
So that understanding becomes very much lopsided. Even understanding of many great professors becomes very much prejudiced.
Yes.
Because of this type of prejudiced ideas, they underestimate Sanskrit and put on the line of other language.
Exactly.
And misunderstand. That is why Swamiji put it in, yes, that way.
Yes.
It is very aptly done, and it is highly motivating to persons like me, because in my life Sanskrit is my breath. Because I have been brought up in that type of agrahara,
yes sir,
my Kotemane agrahara, where, yes, it is every time Sanskritam and Vedas.
Yes sir.
And one important scientific understanding we must take up here for clarity of thoughts. Bloomfield, a linguist, very great linguist of world order, he also made it very clear. Sanskrit cannot be an ordinary language.
Yes, yes.
Because it has totally blossomed structure from very its inception. Because all other languages start at rustic level. And there will be some tunes and tones, gradually structured into syllables,
yes,
and letters, then expanded to sentence level.
Yes,
it is called morphological structure,
yes,
syntactical structure,
yes,
and then semantic structure. These are all linguistic terminologies.
Yes, sir.
But according to Shikshavalli only, we must understand Sanskrit, what it is. There it is very clear. अथ शिक्षां व्याख्यास्यामः वर्णः स्वरः मात्रा बलं साम सन्तानः इत्थं संस्कृतस्य स्वरूपाणि भवन्ति संस्कृतस्य विकासस्य सोपानानि भवन्ति
फोनेटिक्स
हा सो इट इज फर्स्ट वर्ण वर्ण आल्सो इन संस्कृत इट इज मोर देन षष्ठी मोर देन सिक्सटी नॉर्मली पंचाशत इट इज फिफ्टी Whereas if you go to any Western language, it is only limited to 26, ABCD. In Sanskrit, more than 60 vowels and consonants, all these combined.
Yes, sir.
If you take their varieties, expressed through our local expressions,
yes, sir.
We have that much varieties of syllables pronounced naturally.
Yes.
So it is Varna.
Yes, sir.
Then we go to Swara. Swara, it is Udatta, Anudatta, Swarita. And in Swarita also there are 13 subdivisions.
Okay.
So that those things only we can understand by traditional lineage. Guru Mukha, Uccharana, Anuccharanam. Those who study under such great masters,
yes.
following all these systems, they only can pronounce properly.
Yes,
otherwise, intonation will be disturbed.
Yes. Subtle changes are there.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
So that Varnaha, Swaraha. Then it is Matra. Matra
yes,
means Hraswa, Dirgha, Swara, Swarita. And it is Varnaha, Swaraha, Matra, Balam. Balam means it is how we apply our pressure. For example, if you apply your air at throat level, it is A, Ka, Ka, Ga, Ga, Nga.
Yes.
Akwa, Visrjaniyanam, Kanthaha.
Yes.
Ichveshanam talu, I, cha, 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 cha. Like that, starting from our throat up to our lip level, we have all these syllables and all these vowels and consonants expressed.
Yes, sir.
While expressing, while it is expressed, whatever portion of air it is produced and applied, depending upon it becomes alpaprana, mahaprana, antara, bahya, prayatna, it is called, according to Paninian Shiksha. So that all these varieties are there. So matra, it is like that. Balam, it is bahya, abhyantaro, bahyascha. I don't go in detail because it is very linguistic ideas. Then we come to sama.
Yes.
It is mode of singing.
Yeah.
Okay. Mode of singing, according to Patanjali, it is more than 1,000. That was in practice. That is why 1,000 type of samas were being used while chanting the Vedas.
Yes.
That tradition is miserably missing. Among all those 1,000 shakhas, only 2-3, Kauthuma, yes, Ranayaniya, Jaiminiya, 2-3 shakhas are there. So that now this sama tradition miserably vanished and we have inherited that much treasure. So this is to be taken while understanding Sanskrit.
Yes, sir.
So Varna, Swaraha, Matra, Balam, Sama, Santana is how we make all those syllables and vowels and consonants conjunction.
Yes,
that
sir.
Is important.
Yes, sir.
That is Parasannikarsha Samhita.
Yes,
Varnanam Atishayita Sannithi Samhita Samjnam Syat.
Okay.
It is called Samhita.
Yes, sir.
Or it is called Santana.
Yes.
Santana means mixing sounds.
Okay.
So that Utkrishta.
Okay, okay.
Some mantras are there. Om Hagum Sashuchi Shadvasurantariksha Saddhota Vedishada Tithirduro Nasat. Nrashadvara sadrata sadvyom asadabja gojar taja adrijaratam brhat. In this type of mantras, we can enjoy that.
Yes, sir. Yes, yes.
And how mixing takes place.
Yes, sir.
In all those mantras also, we can have that type of beautiful mixing or beautiful blending.
Yes, sir.
That is how scientifically structured language Sanskrit, so it is Atibhasha. So, in this understanding, in this background, you have to understand, and many linguists also have come to that understanding level. So, all our Indians and other Sanskrit students and teachers must understand this distinct character.
Yes, sir.
They cannot take this to the other language level so that it will be underestimated.
Yes,
sir. That is my humble request.
Yes, at the same time, sir, I feel whatever Panini's Ashtadhyayi which has come much later. Vedic period is much earlier and Panini's Ashtadhyayi came much later with all those sutras or small aphorisms. That's why I feel there is a difference between the Vedic Sanskrit and even the classical modern Sanskrit, communicative Sanskrit. However, we can see the importance of Sanskrit language and particularly the Vedic mantras, which are associated with these Udatta, Anudatta, Swaritas, which actually give the efficacy for Vedic chanting, I feel.
Very good. That is why chronologically we have to understand. Now it is scientifically proven factor.
Yes, sir.
First of Sanskrit, it is Mantratmakam Sanskritam.
Yes, sir.
It is. Yes. So that it is Rukh, Yeju, Sama, Atharvatmakam Sanskritam. First step.
Yes.
So in the beginning, very inception of stage of language only, you can have the highest structural clarity. In other language, there will be some, in forest, they will be talking in some sounds. Yes. Then it takes a structural change and compactness.
Yes, sir.
In all other language.
Yes.
You take any European language or other Indian languages. Mm. But in this language, the first stage itself is Rigveda. Mm. It is Padabaddhaha, Akshara Samaha.
Okay,
Niyata, okay. Pada, Akshara Avasanaha, Mantraha, Ruk. So that it is purely even prosody wise also.
Yes,
Chandas wise also, it is very well structured. So that Rigveda, we have now more than 11,000 mantras available in the, yes, form of one shakha.
Yes, sir.
Rigveda,
yes,
sir. Yes, it is.
Mm.
And all other 20 and odd shakhas
we are missing. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
If you come to Gadya, this is Yajurveda Gadyatmakam.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
There also only 2-3 shakhas we have. Taittiriya.
Yes, sir.
And Katka and some Maitrayaniya, this,
yes,
much. In Sama, we have lost so,
yes,
much.
Sir. Yes, sir.
And Atharva, we have only
one
Samhita we have.
Yes, sir.
Only that is Shavanaka Samhita we,
yes,
have,
sir,
now.
Hmm.
That is how, for the first thing is, it is Mantratmakam Sanskritam.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Chronologically, if we study.
Okay.
Then we come to Sutra.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Sutratmakam Sanskritam. It is not Gadya Padya, these ordinary literatures, you cannot find there.
Yes, sir.
It is Rukyeju Sama Atharvatmaka, Mantratmaka Samskritam first. Second, it is Sutratmakam.
Yes, sir.
So that all these sutras, main sutras are Bodhayana Sutras, it is Apastamba Sutras, Shulba Sutras, and all these sutras.
Yes, sir.
Later on Paninya Sutra.
Yes, sir. Yes, yes, yes.
So that, but... if you take modes of literature, Sahitya Prakara,
yes, sir.
First is, it is Mantratmakam, second one is Sutratmakam. Third one is Karikatmakam.
Uh-huh.
Karika means these couplets.
Okay, okay. Sloka ones.
Slokas, two lines. Mainly this is in Anushtup and Trishtup.
Okay, okay, sir.
Not big shlokas, only small, because there it is easy to understand.
Easy to understand.
So it is Karika.
Okay,
so that,
okay,
if you come to that level, all our scientific literatures are in the Karika, including Amarakosha,
yes,
including even Ayurveda Granthas.
Okay, okay.
These Charaka, Sushruta and Vagbhata, all are in Karika.
But even, sir, mantras are also written in the Vedic Chandas. For example, Vedic Chandas also, Samach Chandas, Visham Chandas, Ati Chandas we have. And you can see even difference between the modern Chandas, Upajati and Pankti, Pratishta, Pragada, etc. What you can see in the Vedic Chandas.
There you can see only Brahati, Jagati and all
Brahati,
this.
Jagati, Pratishta, Pragada, these Chandas, etc.
Later on, many now.
Okay,
you know, if,
okay,
you come to Urtaratnakara,
yes, sir.
Chando Vaibhava, it is so much,
okay,
in hundreds. Formerly in the Vedic the prasodi, you can have only some Anushtup, Trishtup, Brahati, Jagati.
Gayatri Chanda also.
Gayatri,
yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Gayatri,
yes, sir,
is very,
yes,
famous,
sir,
because,
yes,
Gayatri is very much,
yes, sir,
used
Tripada
in Rigveda only.
Yes,
it is 24 letters, Gayatri.
However, one doubt, sir. Vedic mantras are written although in Chandas, specific Chandas. However, Vedas are said to be apaurusheyas, purushena na likita iti. Then, how is it that when it came to the textual form, how is it that it was written in meters, specific meters? When it was revealed to the sages, Drishtmanta Drishtaras, it was merely a revelation to them. Then who has put it in a Chandas form?
Actually, it's not some question of putting something.
Yes.
as now if you cook who sings, there is no any orders prescribed for that.
However, it
whatever it like, sings, yes, it becomes a song.
Okay, okay.
Like that, whatever they started revealing,
yes,
that becomes mantras. So that you can have all these three type of mantras. Rugatmakam, Yajuratmakam, Samatmakam. Arthat Padyatmakam, Gadyatmakam, Samatmakam. Ganatmakam. Three type of mantras are there.
Okay, sir.
They have, it was, that is why Aurobindo has made it very clear in his books. It is intuitional. And even Valmiki also made it very clear. As soon as he saw that the Tamasanadi Tira, yes, and two Krauncha and that event, yes, immediately that Manishada Pradishthantam, it was came from his...
Spontaneously.
But it was Padabadha Aksharasamaha Tantrilaya, yes, Samanvitaha. It was like that. Okay. That is how that incidentally, accidentally, it was in that type of meter.
Okay.
That is how it is very much clearly told by...
Yes, sir.
In Ramayana only it is very much,
yes,
clear.
Yes, sir.
That is how all these mantras revealed and came outpouring. They are,
yes, sir, yes, sir.
They are less like outpouring, spontaneous overflow of powerful feelings.
Yes, sir.
Recollected in tranquility.
Yes, sir.
That is how Wordsworth puts it.
Yes, sir.
Okay,
yes,
this is fine actually.
Yes.
That is what even Aurobindo has proved it, and he has given wonderful insight for that. Not only that, even Vasishtha Ganapati Muni, who came from this Andhra area,
yes, sir,
he made it very clear.
Idanimapi
mantrakhyam.
Yes, sir.
Satyasandho mahayashaha pradishan atma drishtibhyaha daivarataha prashasyate. It is there in his book called Vishwamimamsa. He refers to his own disciple who was doing tapasya in Renuka Kshetra.
Yes, sir.
Both Guru and Shishya were doing. It was some type of words coming from his Shishyas, Daivarata Ganapati, his mouth. And he collected all those things.
Okay.
And they became 500 mantras. So that when he used to be in the supra mental condition, Devarata, he was not knowing Sanskritam.
Yes.
He was not aware of any Paninian grammar. But these were coming from his mouth. Vasishtha Ganapati collected.
Yes.
And he already made it Chando Darshanam. And he only has written Bhashya on those mantras.
Okay,
it is published by Bharati Vidyapan.
Yes,
there he made it clear. Idani mapi evam mantraha mukha nissaranti.
Okay.
Yadi saha sadhaka yoga margena udatta sthitim gacchati.
Okay.
Atimanasa sthitim gacchati.
Okay.
Tadanim tasya mukhad mantraha evameva nirgacchati. Nissaranti. Evameva mama shishyasya mukhad abhut. Idameva pramanam. ఏమేవ అస్మాకం ఋషీణాం గృత్సమదాదీనా ముఖాత్ వేదాః నిస్సృతాః రుగాత్మకాః యజురాత్మకాః సమాత్మకాః అతః అపౌరుషేయం. పౌరుషేయం ఇత్యస్య కోర్థ పురుషమతిః. పతంజలి ఆల్సో మేడ్ ఇట్ క్లియర్. దేర్ ఇస్ సమ్ టైప్ ఆఫ్ మెంటల్ వైబ్రేషన్. వన్ ఇస్ ఇట్ ఈస్ సవితర్క. సవితర్క, సవిచార అండ్ ఆల్ దీస్ హీ కాల్డ్ ఇట్ సమాధి. Normally we do that.
Yes.
Using our Tarka Shakti and Vichara Shakti and Pratibha Shakti, we compose poems, poetry, yes, and we also go for scientific research and all these things. There only these two, Tarka Shakti and Vichara Shakti, will be working.
Yes, sir.
But man can go to that height.
Yes.
Nirvichara Vaisharadhyaya. Nistarka Vaisharadhyaya.
Beyond that.
That, yes, Vaisharadhyaya means it is excellence.
Yes, sir.
Brilliance, excellence of brilliance, excellence,
yes,
of human brain.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That will be exhibited when we go to that supramental condition.
Yes, sir.
That he called it Rutambhara. Nirvichara Vaisharadhyaya Rutambhara Prajna. That is sutram in Patanjali's Yoga Sutra.
Okay,
so
okay,
this Rutambhara level, when they go to that level,
yes,
Nirvichara and Nistarka Buddhi.
Yes, sir.
Naturally, those mantras, whatever,
yeah,
are,
yeah,
there,
yeah,
in this vibration form,
yeah,
they come to their brain.
Yeah, it will be experienced.
It will be expressed,
yes,
through,
sir,
their mouth. That is,
yes,
all.
Sir.
That is the mechanism of apurushayatva.
Okay, okay.
Many,
okay,
traditional people, they don't put in that,
okay,
sense.
Okay, right, sir. Yes,
apurushayatva means purusha, apurusha.
Yeah, yeah.
That is how they,
yes,
go,
yes,
for,
sir,
simple analysis.
Okay, so
no,
this
it is
beyond.
Like
okay.
Supramental, mental. If it is mental production, it becomes purushaya. If supramental, then it becomes aporusha. Mental means when you apply your tarka buddhi and vichara buddhi and write some article or write some novel or story and all these things, that becomes mental.
Correct.
That is porusheya.
Yes, sir.
Even Mahabharata also, we call it porusheya.
Yes, sir.
Ramayana also.
Mm.
But Vedic mantras, Rugejusama, Atharva, they are not, because they have come from this supramental mind of rishis.
Okay.
Intuitional minds of rishis. Yes, this mind, this point to be made very clear for convenience of understanding.
Okay,
it is, because this area is very much misunderstood, misrepresented. Traditional people put in their own languages.
Yes.
So it's just more and more misunderstanding. It is.
Okay.
So using this form, I want to make it very clear.
Yes. Sir.
Easily understandable.
Yes. Mm. I think the beauty of Sanskrit language also lies in the richness of or the vocabulary that we can find in Sanskrit language. At this juncture, I still remember Pranavaha Mantranam Setuhu. You can see the Nu Pranavaha, which has originated from the Dhatu, Nu Dhatu, which has got various meanings. Rakshana, Gati, Kanti, Tripti, Avagama, Preeti, Pravesha, Shravana, Samissa, Iccha, Kirti, Vyapti, Alingana, Dana, Boga, Himsa, Vriddhi.
Mm-hmm.
So various meanings we can see.
Anyways.
Only for this Nu Dhatu.
Mm.
So I think this is the richness of Sanskrit language and the beauty of Sanskrit language. I think maybe if you want to say that one tree is in front of you, we can say shushkaha vrikshaha agre tishtati. But same thing can be said. Neerasa taruriva vilasati purataha. So shushko vrikshas tishtati agre is equal to neerasa taruriva vilasati purataha. I think the beauty of Sanskrit language lies even the richness of its vocabulary.
Yes. So that I come to that level now.
Yes, sir.
Mantratmaka samskritam, sutratmaka samskritam, then it is karikatmakam samskritam.
Yes, sir.
There only we have all these science and cosmology, psychology, all these scientific researches are the first sources of Sanskrit.
Yes, sir.
It is not only just kavyas and just describing beauty and all these things, ramaniya artha.
Yes, sir.
That is not first thing. First thing is science.
Yes.
Because all mantras, they go for science.
Yes.
Proving and probing. Yes. Proving and probing are the main pranashakti of Vedas. That is why it is pure science. Pure science.
Yes, sir.
Pure science. So that if you go to Rugejusama, Atharvatmaka Sanskrita, first Sanskrita, second lay Sanskrita, Sutratmaka, and third Sanskrita, it is Karikatmaka.
Yes,
it is only science. Then you come to the level where this arguments and tarka shakti became dominant in the Sanskrit field.
Yes,
so it is called Vadatmaka Sanskrit.
Vadatmaka Sanskrit.
Yes. So Khandana Mandala, that is there.
Yes, sir.
But it was in very good taste.
Yes, sir.
However, our people are very free thinkers.
Yes, sir.
That is why Vimarsya Paksha Pratipaksha Abhyam Arthavadharanam Niranaya. That is how Gautama Nyaya Sutrakara puts Paksha Pratipaksha.
Yes,
this was there in very good taste.
Hmm.
So that part you can see.
Yes, sir.
That is Shastras. I call it Vada Samskrita. It is not Vivada Samskrita,
yes,
it is Vada Samskrita.
Yes,
then only if in the post Paninian period you can see all the Sahitya Prakara.
Okay.
Gadya Padya Nataka.
Okay.
Paninian Sutra only he mentions about some such. Then only Gadyam, Padyam, Champu and Nataka and all the Sahitya Prakaras, all lyrics and prose, poetry, drama and all this started.
Yes.
Actually, it is in the fourth or fifth stage.
Yes, sir.
That too from 500 BC.
Yes, sir.
Post Paninian period,
yes, sir,
post Bharatamuni period,
yes, sir,
we can see all this.
Yes,
also that Ashwaghosha, Bhasa and all these great poets, they contributed.
Yes, Bharati,
it was then it is Bhasa, Kalidasa and all this. There you can see that beauty.
Yes, sir. Yes,
of lyrical beauty you can see there.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And Kalidasa, Abhijnana, Shakuntala and Swapanavasa, Udatta, Bhasa, they all excel.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
If you take all these parts now, because these are common in all other languages.
Yes, sir. Yes,
those four, five are not there in any language.
Exactly.
Mantratmaka Samskrita, no. In any language, whether it is take you all Indian languages including Tamil, all Kannada or Telugu or even European language, this English language or old language like Greek, Latin, no. Only poetry, epics you can see there.
Yes, yes, yes.
Homer's Odyssey and all these epics in Greek.
Sir.
Like that, some such poetries in Roman literature. Later on, in English and other language also. You can see Divine Comedy, other epics there.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. So that in the beginning stage only poetry and prose and epics you can see there.
Yes, sir. Yes,
but these three are not there.
Not there. Yes, sir.
And scientific study and research, probing, that part is miserably missing.
Yes, sir.
Because
yes,
they
yes,
are
sir.
Just like folk type of literatures.
Yes, sir. Yes,
from
sir.
Very beginning. Kannada, if you start, you can see all those, you know, Vaddaradhane and all these books you can
yes,
see.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Like mm-hmm. that in the Vemana's, this one, and Tamil literatures, where all these poetries are there. Scientific literature are not there.
Not there. Yes,
just sir. They go for exaggerations and beauty of nature and all these are their areas.
Yes, sir.
That is how, that is the main contrast between Sanskrit and other existing languages under the sun. This particular point is not clearly understood. Projected.
Yes, sir.
That is why
yes,
misunderstanding lies again. Mm-hmm. So this level, if you come,
yes,
you can climb. Kalidasa is great, if you say. Vemana is great.
Yes,
why
sir.
Not? Or Shilapati Karan is great. Mm-hmm. Tamil people say.
Mm-hmm.
Why not? That is what it is. At that level only you can say start.
Yes.
But Sanskrit people only, without knowing all these previous scientific stages,
yes,
just highlight these people, these areas, these yes. literary areas.
Yes, yes.
Gadyapadya Nataka, yes, these areas are highly projected and blown out of proportion.
Still, I feel, sir, whatever Natakas that we have come across, if take for example Abhijnana Shakuntala of Kalidasa, really of excellent piece, and I cannot at this juncture forget what you have taught me, sir. The
Kavyeshu
Kavyeshu Natakam Ramyam Natakeshu Shakuntala Tatrapicha
Chaturthonkah
Tatra Sloka Chaturstayam
Yastyatyadya
Shakuntalete Hridayam Samspishta Mutkantaya Kantasthambita Bhashpavritti Kalusha Chintajanam Darshanam వైక్లవ్యం మమ తావ దీదృశమిదం స్నేహాదరణ్యౌక సహ
పీడ్యంతే గ్రహేణ కథన్ను తనయ విశ్లేష దుఃఖై నవై
పాతుం న ప్రథమం వ్యవస్యతి జలం యుష్మాశ్వ పీతేషు య నాదత్తే ప్రియమండనాపి భవతాం స్నేహేన యా పల్లవం ఆద్యే వ కుసుమ ప్రసూతి సమయే యత్స్యా భవత్యుత్సవ
సేయం
యాతి శకుంతల ప్రతిగ్రహం సర్వైర్
అనుజ్ఞాయతాం
All these slokas, I think I cannot forget, because that is the beauty of Sanskrit language, I feel. How it is put, especially such great poets like Kalidas.
They are not ordinary poets.
Yes, sir.
They were all rishis.
Yes, sir.
Krantadarshis, Adhikrantadarshis.
Yes, sir.
That is how. And main thrust was Vedic understanding only.
Okay,
Kalidasa got that insight.
Yeah.
So that they composed all these for purushartha.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Dharmartha kama mokshanam vaichakshanyam kalasucha karoti kirtim preetim cha sadhu kavya nishevanam. That is how Bhamaha distinguished it.
Yes, sir.
He put it separately, classified into two, sadhu kavya and asadhu kavya. So that sadhu kavya, it helps for mental sublimation,
yes, sir.
Emotional purity. That is how they used it.
Yes, sir.
So that if you just study Chaturtha Anka, you will be knowing what is that Rishi's mind, Kashyapa's
yes,
mind.
Mm.
And mind of all those ordinary maidens like Shakuntala, Anasuya, Priyamvada.
Yes, sir.
Mm. Not only that, in those Gurukulas, how those young people were thinking.
Yes, sir.
If you just study Sharangrava, Sharadvata, all these characters.
Yes, mm.
Brahmacharis of Kashyapa, Parnakuti. So that drama, all these, both Shravya Kavya and Drishya Kavyas, used for social, societal harmony,
yes, sir.
And human excellence.
Yes, sir.
Purushartha, dharmartha kama mokshanam vaichakshanyam. That was the main purpose of composing Kavyas.
Okay, okay, sir.
But gradually what happened, just for entertainment.
Yes, sir.
Whether it is for manas samskara,
yes.
or it is just manoranjana.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
This is the main distinction,
yes,
there.
Yes, sir.
Now we compose all these things for manoranjana.
Yes, sir. Yes,
all
sir.
These so-called medias and Gadya, Padya, Nataka and all these Kavana Sankalana.
Manoranjana,
Ranjana. Ranjana means it
yes,
has
sir.
Come to the lower, very
yes,
low
sir.
Level.
Yes, sir.
But their main aim was to sublimate.
Yes, sir.
Mental,
yes, sir.
Very
yes, sir.
Mental fabric of
yes,
human
to
mind.
Take them to the higher levels.
Higher level.
Yes, sir.
Higher
yeah.
plane.
Mm. Yes, sir.
That was their main purpose.
Yes, sir.
So with that they have given sadhu kavya.
Yes, sir.
So that sadhu kavya, that very word shows that there are many asadhu kavya.
Yes, sir.
That is how decline started.
Yes, sir.
So that in Sanskrit literature also, that decline we can see, and dvakshari, trakshari, ekakshari, all these exercises and all these big circus.
Okay. Acrobatics.
Acrobatics. That also you can see.
Yes.
Magha and Bhavi, all this they have shown it.
Yes, sir.
So
yes, sir.
Taking all these things, our friends from Pondicherry, from Aurobindo Ashram, they have written wonderful work.
Yes, sir.
Wonder that is Sanskritam.
Mm-hmm.
That is correct also. That type of miracles they have shown it.
Yes, sir.
That talent we have to appreciate.
Upama karyadasya bharave
artha gauravam
dandina padaralityam mahe santi
trayogunaha. Maga is the first rank holder.
Yes, sir. Okay.
He has shown all those things in his Shishupala Vadha.
Yes, Shishupala
Mahakavya. That is okay, that is wonderful. But now again we have to take it to Vedic age.
Yes, sir.
Because that is the Pranashakti, Atmashakti of Sanskrit.
Value, yes, sir.
That is distinct stuff of Sanskrit.
Yes, sir.
Ignoring that only if you just go for this one. That is why I put it like this.
Yes, sir.
Na Bhasha Sanskritam, Bhusha Sanskritam, Shastra Sanskritam, Veda Sanskritam.
Yes, sir.
The four types of Sanskritam are there in front of us.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Though Veda Sanskritam last.
Yes, sir.
1,131 branches.
Yes, sir.
Now only 700 or 7 or 8,
7 or 8
are
branches
there.
Are left. Yes, sir.
That much lost.
Yes, sir.
That
yes,
much
sir.
It is. But however, that part we have to maintain. Because all great scholars from European countries also appreciated because of the Upanishad.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
They have been attracted.
Yes, sir.
Dharashiko, Aurangzeb's brother, he got attraction towards Sanskrit because of Upanishad.
Yes, sir.
He translated more than 60 Upanishads into Persian language.
Okay.
And having studied those Upanishads translated into Persian, many scholars, Will Durant and so many scholars, they studied the Sanskrit and became attracted towards this one.
Yes,
so that that part, that stuff, essential stuff, we cannot ignore.
Yes, sir.
And now Bhasha Sanskritam is okay. Many people go for Sanskritam. Aham api Sanskritena Sambhashanam Karomi. गुरुकुले मम भाषा संस्कृतमेव संस्कृतम् अहम् उपनिषदं पाठयामि ब्रह्मसूत्रं पाठयामि संस्कृतमाध्यमेन पाठयामि
अनेक पण्डिताः तेषां नित्यजीवने अपि संस्कृतभाषायाम् एव
व्यवहरन्ति इदानीं समीचीनं पूर्वं तु प्रान्तभाषायामेव पाठः भवति स्म बहवः विद्वांसः इदानीं संस्कृतभाषया पाठं कुर्वन्ति संस्कृतमाध्यमेन पाठः कर्तव्यः संस्कृतविद्भिः सह संस्कृतेन व्यवहारः कर्तव्यः इत्थम् उभयमपि पालनीयम् किन्तु केवलं विश्वविद्यालये संस्कृतविभागः वर्तते तत्र संस्कृतविषये अधिकं पठन्ति संस्कृतं न पठन्ति संस्कृतविषये पठन्ति
संस्कृतव्यावहारिकसंस्कृतं पठनीयं
न पठनीयं व्यावहारिकसंस्कृतं नाम सम्भाषणं माध्यमेन पाठः द्वयमपि अपेक्षितम् अतः वयम् इदानीं विद्यालयसंस्कृतं देवालयसंस्कृतं पत्रालयसंस्कृतम् इत्यपि विभागं कुर्मः अतः विद्यालयेषु संस्कृतं पालनीयं देवालयेषुपि पालनीयं संस्कृतं नाम दीपशिखा इव दीपज्योतिरिव नन्दादीप इव नन्दादीपः देवालयस्य अन्तः भगवतः पुरस्ताद् ज्वलेदेव केवलं वीथिषु ज्वलति चेत् संस्कृतं न जीवति
सत्यं सत्यं
वीथिषु यदि सञ्चरति संस्कृतं कुत्रचित् शाला संस्कृतं पठन्ति किञ्चित् नाटकं वा गद्यं पद्यं तेन संस्कृतस्य रक्षणं न भवति अतः इदानीं संस्कृतस्य प्राणभूतं वस्तु वेदात्मकं सूत्रात्मकं कारिकात्मकं यदस्ति तस्य पालनार्थमेव अस्माकं गुरुकुलयोजना अस्ति कर्णाटकेषु अहं तु तत् कार्ये एव निमग्नोऽस्मि पञ्चविंशतिवर्षेभ्यः इतः परं तु कर्णाटकेषु दशगुरुकुलानि भवन्ति समग्रराष्ट्रस्तरे गुरुकुलानि आरम्भणीयानि इति केन्द्रसर्वकारतः अपि योजना अस्ति शान्तिपिनिविधविद्याप्रतिष्ठानमिति आरब्धं तत्र मध्यप्रदेशस्य महाकालसन्निधाने उज्जयिन्यां तद्वारापि सर्वत्र संस्कृतपाठशालाः गुरुकुलानि वेदस्य अध्ययनकेन्द्राणि भवेयुः इति अस्ति.
तस्मात् बहुधा कार्यः श्लाघनीयं.
तदर्थं मम सन्तोषः जातः. अत्रापि भवदीयछात्रावासेषु ये आधुनिकशिक्षां प्राप्नुवन्ति, विज्ञानं पठन्ति, वाणिज्यशास्त्रं पठन्ति,
परन्तु वेदे अपि
वेद आसक्ताः भवद्भिः, विशेषेण प्रोफेसर् प्रवीणमहोदयः तत् नेत्रावत्याः तीरे नदीतीरे तत्र वेदशिक्षावर्गेषु अधीत्य अत्र तादृशीं परम्परां सम्यक् पालयन् अस्ति इति तु अमन्दानन्दः सञ्जातः.
भवतः मार्गदर्शनेनैव
छात्राः सस्वरवेदपाठे प्रवीणाः जाताः. बहुत्र सस्वरवेदपाठो नास्ति. उत्तरभारतेषु कुत्रचित् श्लोकमिव ते पठन्ति वेदम्. अत्र मम आनन्दस्य कारणमिदम्, एते छात्राः नमकं चमकमपि पठन्ति, तत्र काठिन्यं भवति, तदपि श्रुत्वा अधिकः आनन्दः जातः. केचन छात्राः अथवा केषाञ्चन मन्त्राणां ते विकृतिपाठमपि अर्थात् घनपाठमपि जानन्ति. विशेषेण एतत् परितोषस्य कारणम्. एतादृशमेव सर्वत्र भवेत्, एतादृशमेव भवेत्, एतादृश मॉडल एव भवेत्. दिस् मॉडल टु बी कॉपीड, इट इस् टु बी प्रोजेक्टेड्. वाट एवर वी सी हियर इन युवर छात्रावास इन युवर कॉलेज, बोथ बेस्ट ऑफ द ईस्ट, बेस्ट ऑफ द वेस्ट, बोथ एंशियंट रूट्स एंड मॉडर्न फ्रूट्स आर कंबाइंड, कोजेंटली कंबाइंड, वर्क इन सो मच हार्मनी, दैट इज द रियल प्रोजेक्ट. नाउ we are just seeing that dawn of new age, renaissance period. Many great mahatmas like Vivekananda, Maharishi Aurobindo and Swami Satya Sai Baba and all many great masters, they have already predicted the dawn of new age. Where spirituality will be more and more inspiring things. And Sanskrit related culture, Sanskrit related education, Sanskrit oriented science and technology, that will be dominating force.
Yes sir.
Because now we want eco-friendly science.
Yes sir. Yes sir.
Eco-friendly science, if we just talk about,
yes,
that is the, that for that we have to just unearth, yes, that
sir,
source in Sanskrit only.
Yes sir. No wonder sir, even NASA itself has declared that Sanskrit is the most suitable and most unambiguous language on the planet Earth, and that can be very well used for even modern computers.
Yes.
That's what even NASA has said. I think that shows the beauty and also the richness of a Sanskrit language.
Let us be optimistic, more optimistic now, because in this age, Bharat must be Vishwaguru.
Yes, sir. It will, sir, as Swami himself has declared. Swami is going to...
They are, Bhavishyavani must be actualized.
Yes, sir.
And many great masters also told now,
yes, sir,
that India will conquer her conquerors.
Yes.
Those, gone are those days,
yes, sir,
where they conquered us.
Yes, sir.
Now Indian pride must be in the highest rate.
Yes, sir.
That they must prove that they are the real masters of science.
Yes, sir.
They are the real masters of pure science.
Yes, sir.
They are the real masters of eco-friendly technology.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That is the most dominating thing now in this scientific age.
Yes, sir.
That we always welcome.
Yes, sir.
But science and technology must be eco-friendly.
Yes,
sir. For that,
yes,
again, we must go back to the Vedas.
Yes, sir.
That is my very humble,
yes, sir,
submission and appeal.
Yes,
sir. Nivedan to all.
Thank you very much, sir. Enlightening us on these lines, particularly the importance and significance of Sanskrit language, and also how the Vedas can really help us and acting as the basis for all of us. Thank you very much, sir.
Shubham.
We're extremely thankful to Professor Ramachandra G. Bhatt and Shri G. R. Praveena for having given a beautiful conversation and elucidating so much upon the importance and significance of Sanskrit language in the learning of Vedic literature.
So dear listeners, with this we come to an end to this week's Veda Jignasa program, and with the humble prayer that every thought, word and deed is His inspiration, we shall conclude today's class with the Kshama Prarthana Mantram. Om. यदक्षरपदभ्रष्टं मात्राहीनं तु यद्भवेत् तत्सर्वं क्षम्यतां देव नारायण नमोऽस्तु ते। विसर्गबिन्दुमात्राणि पदपादाक्षराणि च न्यूनानि चातिरिक्तानि क्षमस्व सा ईश्वर। अपराधसहस्राणि कियन्ते हर्निशन्मया दासोऽयमिति मां मत्वा क्षमस्व सा ईश्वर। अन्यथा शरणं नास्ति त्वमेव शरणं मम तस्मात् कारुण्यभावेन रक्ष रक्ष सा ईश्वर। हरिः ओं तत्सत् श्रीसाईश्वरार्पणमस्तु। फ्रम् अ फ्यू मोमेंट्स फ्रम नाउ यू विल बी लिसनिंग टू दि लाइव तेलुगु सेगमेंट श्री सत्यसाई दिव्य संदेश जरी। साईराम, स्टे ट्यून्ड टू एशिया स्ट्रीम। साईराम एंड हैप्पी लिसनिंग।